Reducing the number of nuclear weapons is one way to make the world a safer place. Another way is to secure nuclear material that could be made into weapons if it got into the wrong hands. Today, a secret convoy of spent nuclear fuel rods arrived in Russia. It's been traveling across Europe for the last month. Its route was kept secret to prevent terrorists from hijacking the cargo. It's all part of a plan to remove poorly secured nuclear material from reactors around the world. In this case, the spent rods came from a facility in Serbia. The BBC's security correspondent, Gordon Correra, was the only journalist allowed to follow the sensitive cargo on its route.
In the woods just outside of Belgrade, a secret operation is underway. It's the dead of night and gun-toting special forces are all around. Behind them are trucks carrying bomb-proof blue containers. Inside is 2.5 tons of nuclear material, the type terrorists would dearly like to get their hands on. At 2 a.m, the president of Serbia, Boris Tadic, arrives, a sign of the importance attached to this mission.
We are very proud, not only because of our scientists and people that are working here in this center, but also because of international cooperation in that respect.
You've got a lot of security here.
This is extremely important because of organizing that very, very specific transport.
This is the RA reactor room. And what
a few hours earlier, I was taken inside the now decommissioned Vinča research reactor building, where the material had been stored. My guide was Obrad Sotic.
Sounds like there's still some radiation, low level.
Yes.
Nothing we should worry about?
No, of course not.
And how much security was there around this reactor, in the whole building and the complex?
Well, it was not as you have seen it this evening. It was much less than today, but the time were different, you know.
Although it's been upgraded in the last few years, the poor physical security at this site made it top of the worldwide danger list for international officials. Back outside, the trucks begin to head out in the first stage of a long journey. We drive through the night to follow the convoy. Roads across Belgrade have been closed and armed men line the route. This is the largest cargo of its type ever moved. Security is tight for fear of attack. As dawn breaks, we arrive at a depot near the northern Serbian town of Subotica, where the containers are unloaded onto rail cars. John Kelly from the International Atomic Energy Agency explains why it's so important for this material to be removed and secured.
It's a high target material for two reasons. One is because there's high enriched uranium, but the other one is because this small, especially this one with these small fuel elements in here. Those fuel elements make an ideal dirty bomb. And you could slip it into your purse or a backpack, which would create havoc in just about any city. So it's good that these are being returned to the country of origin and the threat goes away. So with only a few security people assigned to the site and relatively few people at the reactor, over many decades, the fences had deteriorated. So we felt it was highly vulnerable.
The next morning, the train, packed with soldiers, leaves. It makes a 24-hour journey across Hungary. In all, this operation has taken 5 years of planning. The train's destination is the Slovenian port of Koper. Here, the containers are loaded onto a ship that Somali pirates tried to hijack last year. On board, Sergei Nalatov of the Aspol Baltic Shipping Corporation explains the security precautions.
We are taking the special security measures throughout the whole way, but we do not have the special guards on board the vessel. There is a special equipment to be installed on board the vessel to trace its location. And there are also the possibilities to contact the captain and to the crew in case of emergency.
The boat heads off on a 3-week journey through the Mediterranean, then up through the English Channel and to the Russian port of Murmansk. From there, it's taken to the Mayak reprocessing facility in Russia, where the 8,000-odd fuel rods from Vinča will now be made safe. But the race continues between those trying to secure nuclear material around the world and those hoping to steal it.
That report from the BBC's Gordon Correra.